Succession planning is something business owners can never begin too early. But if you don't do it right, you could be leaving a lot of money on the table. Our guest has some thoughts to help you avoid doing just that. Coming up on this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annibal. And now from his Scottsdale office, here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annibal.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jeff. I'm excited today. We happen to have Trent Erickson, who is one of the founding partners of Legacy CPA. Trent's been on the program with us once before, and we talked about tax planning. And today what we want to talk about is we want to talk about business succession planning, because every business owner out there typically wants to do something with their business when it becomes profitable. They want to pass it on to their family, or they would like to sell it, take the money, buy an island, and go celebrate. So today, as part of our Your Money Manual show, which if you remember, Your Money Manual, the reason we came out with this podcast is because when it comes to money and investments, your money doesn't come with any instructions. So today we're going to get some instructions from Trent Erickson on business succession planning. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Trent to talk about some of the key concerns that business owners should have when it comes to tax planning and succession planning as they are growing their business in preparation for what they would like to see as the end result. Our feeling is that you do not want to take your business, grow it, and have your $10 million a year net operating income coming in and then decide you want to sell it tomorrow. Succession-wise, tax planning-wise, that could be a major disaster. So what we're going to talk about today is succession planning, tax planning, and I'm going to ask Trent to give us an overview. We will have a white paper on succession planning available on our website over the next 7 to 10 days. Hopefully that'll be complete. You'll be able to log on and get an outline of some of what we are going to talk about and discuss today. So with that, Trent, would you address for our business owners, for our physicians who have their own practice, for our dental clients who have their own practice, what do you look for? What kind of advice do you give to these people when it comes to immediate tax planning and structure? And then most importantly, how do you unwind out of these businesses? How do you plan your succession?
Well, thank you, Vince. I'd be happy to go over some of the things that we talk to our clients about when it comes to succession planning. The first thing I want to bring up is whether you just started your business or whether you've been in business many years, succession planning is something that you should constantly be thinking about, that you should be prepared to address. It should be part of your overall business plan, no matter what stage of your business you are in. Having that succession plan in place will help you to make better business decisions. When we sit down to discuss a succession plan with our clients, I basically go through this process with them. I'm going to address, what is your exit strategy? How do you want to exit out of your business? I typically break this down into four categories, and those four categories are as follows. Category number one, many of my business owner clients want to turn their business over to their next generation, or sometimes they skip a generation. Maybe they're going to turn the business over to a grandchild, but that succession plan or that exit strategy involves turning the business over and having the next generation continue the business to take it forward. The second type of an exit strategy would be one to find a successor who's not a family member to take over your business. Also, another common exit strategy that many business owners have. A third exit strategy would be one where you have partners in your business, and your exit strategy is to sell your interest in your business to your existing partners. And then finally, The final exit strategy that we discuss with our clients or that our clients bring up is selling your business to a third party or an outside investor or outside party that wants to acquire your business. So those are kind of the four exit strategies that we put into one of those buckets, how you plan on your business continuing on when you're ready to retire or turn over your business. So let's kind of go through each one of these a little bit. So back to the first one, turning your business over to the next generation. What are some key, I'd just like to discuss some of the key components for each one of these different strategies. If your plan is to turn your business over to the next generation, the number one thing you need to do is identify the candidates among the next generation or among that second generation that can run the business. You need to keep in mind that this may create some animosity amongst family members, especially those that are not chosen to be the successors. So that's always an issue we want to address with our clients that want to turn that business over to the next generation. Those that have large families, sometimes this strategy becomes very emotional and very difficult just because of the personalities and the feelings between siblings or nephews and nieces, whatever those cases may be, that can create some issues that sometimes business owners just don't want to deal with. Once you've chosen that candidate, it's very important that you make sure that candidate has the necessary or either has or is provided the necessary education and the necessary training to take over your business. Okay, those are the couple of the key things we initialize those discussions with those of our clients that want to turn the business over to the next generation. The next thing we do, or the next category we talk about, is finding a successor to take over your business that's not a family member. Most of the time, this is an individual or individual that works or a group of individuals that work with you that has similar goals and vision for your company, or at least has goals and visions for your company that you agree with. Again, you need to make sure that these individuals have the proper education and the proper training to take over your business. Also, in this category, it's very important that you have and take some time to mentor these individuals and train them in the way that you've been running the business and make sure that they understand that one of the keys in turning over a business and in taking over a new business is really understanding how the business is operating and what is making the business successful before you come in and start making any wholesale changes. So we really try to make sure that our business owners are taking the time, whether it's their own family members that are taking over or some other successor that they're trying to take over sell the business to or have take over the business, make sure that you've mentored them and that they have the proper tools to continue the business forward as successfully as you have made the business. So in the next category, what do we need to do and what do we advise our clients that want to sell their interests to existing partners? Again, we want to make sure that those existing partners have goals and visions that are in alignment with your goals and visions. We also want to make sure that there is a proper buy-sell agreement in place with your existing partners. That's something that is commonly overlooked and something that needs to be addressed when you have partners in a business. Two types of buy-sell agreements that we typically talk about with our clients are a cross-purchase agreement and an entity purchase agreement. Now, these are two very different things and they work very differently. Let me just kind of briefly explain how these work. A cross-purchase agreement exists where you have multiple partners and you carry life insurance to help fund the buy-sell agreement between you and your partners. So in this case, each partner would own a life insurance policy on his other partners. And that life insurance policy should be close to either an agreed upon amount for the buyout of that partner, or a fair market value of the business, whatever you have agreed to within your buy-sell agreement. So the in the cross-purchase agreement, each partner owns life insurance on each other partner, and those life insurance proceeds can be used to buy the other partner out. So this type of agreement is typically comes into play when one of the partners passes away. There can be some other mechanisms for funding it if a retirement happens or some other things happen before the transition takes place. The second part is that entity purchase agreement and a second type of agreement. In an entity purchase agreement, the partners don't individually own life insurance policies, but the business actually owns life insurance policies that are then used. The business is both the owner and the beneficiary of the life insurance policy, and those policies would then be used again to purchase out the deceased party. So those are two different types of buy-sell agreements, the cross-purchase agreement and the entity purchase agreement, that become very critical if that is part of your exit strategy. And then the final strategy we talk about is selling your business to an outside third party. The first thing you need to know is, are there any viable buyers? Is your business marketable? Do you have anyone or any other businesses who are interested in buying your business? And the second thing that's very important in this strategy is you need to determine your business's fair market value. That value can be determined in a number of ways. You can use an independent third-party valuation company to prepare a valuation, or many times the parties just agree to a price without a valuation based on their own analysis and the agreement between the parties. Remember, the fair market value of anything, whether it be a business or real estate, is really what a willing buyer and a willing seller are able to consummate a transaction. So the fair market value is really whatever the two parties that are the buyer and the seller agree to. So those are kind of the four categories of succession that we discuss with our clients. Very different strategies, and they involve very different planning opportunities and very different objectives that you need to really plan for and go through with your candidates and with your parties, other members of your business, your executive team, your family members. All these things are very important when making these decisions. One thing I really want to bring up again with succession planning is that you should always be thinking of this, no matter what stage your business is in, whether it's a brand new startup, whether you've been in business a very long time, whether you're only a couple years away from retiring, whatever stage you're in, it's always important to be considering your succession strategy. Considering that will help you to make better business decisions as you go. But the other part of that is not only consider that planning, but always be willing to listen and to think about or have an open mind for other strategies that come along. Let me give you an example of this. Years ago, I had a client who I'd been working with for many years who'd taken a small business that he purchased. And when he purchased that business, it was a wholesale business, and he was doing about $800,000 a year when he bought this in revenues when he bought this wholesale business. 20 years later, he was doing roughly $80 million in his wholesale business, and it had a very good bottom line. He was doing very, very well. He'd spent 20 years building up this business and basically taking it from $800,000 a year to $80 million a year. Now, his plan that we've been working on for many, many years was to turn over his business to the next generation. One day, completely out of the blue, he got a phone call from a company that wanted to come and meet with him and wanted him to listen to their cash offer to buy his business. We sat down and we had a meeting with this buyer that came to the table, and they basically offered more money than my client could refuse. And they were a cash buyer. So that completely changed what his plans were over time. And because we were willing to listen, when he received that phone call, he didn't say, well, I'm turning things over to the next generation and I'm not willing to discuss it with you. I'm not willing to even listen to your ideas. But because he had an open mind, we listened to them and we ended up making a deal over the next 8 months to a year to sell that business to this buyer, who is a completely unsolicited offer. And things like this happen in business. So we need to have an open mind. We need to always be prepared to listen and always be planning, always be looking forward to the future and looking at what our options are within our business. When it comes to succession planning, I really want to apply what I call the three P's. I always want you to be thinking about this when it comes to succession planning. And those three P's are ponder, plan, and then prepare. If you are doing these three things, pondering, planning, and preparing, you'll be always ready to make the best decisions for your business.
Thank you very much, Trent. I have a question for you. Since many, many business owners out there have different types of advisors, they have an accountant, they may have an attorney, they may have a quote unquote investment advisor. When it comes to these different types of financial advisors, do you find that many of them are unprepared to be able to coach their clients on succession planning and tax planning for privately held businesses?
Well, it's not something that is common amongst most accountants and amongst most attorneys. Most of them don't do a lot of succession planning with their clients. So I do find that clients tend to just kind of ignore this. I know when I was meeting with a new client just the other day and brought this up with them, they've had a business for almost 30 years, and not one time in 30 years has their CPA firm, has their legal counsel, no one has ever brought this theory up to them before, and this idea that they should be thinking about their succession plan and how they plan to exit the business. And I explained to the client, well, aren't you about 55, approaching 60 years of age and getting ready to retire? And he says, well, yeah, I am, but I'd never really thought about it. And it's just something that we need to get our clients thinking about this. We need them thinking about it. I don't care if they're 30 or if they're 60. It needs to be part of their thought process.
So if you were talking to a whole group of business owners, as you are right now, what are some of the most important questions you would say to these business owners they need to ask their advisors? What kind of credentials do you have, and what helps separate these different professionals as far as those who are qualified to give advice on succession planning, tax planning for privately held businesses, and those who aren't? What are some key questions they may ask their current advisors or those trying to approach them?
Well, the number one question would be to ask their client how many times they've helped their existing clients through this type of a scenario. How many clients have they helped to sell their business, to turn their business over to the next generation? How many times have they been through this process? And ask them some specific questions. Ask for examples and recommendations that they have made to their clients on how to exit their business. I think just asking some of those basic questions and knowing whether your advisors have the proper experience to advise you in these matters, it will become pretty obvious when you start asking them about what their ideas, what their thoughts are about exit strategies and succession planning.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Trent. So the household endowment model, as most of you know, is an entity we have created to manage the assets, but then the wealth management part of that is where we have created this professional network, of which Trent is a part of. And we work with business owners so that we have an opportunity to sit down and steer the right questions to these business owners and go hand in hand working with their current advisors to make sure everybody's on the same page and we've got good solid recommendations coming to them. Over the next several weeks, we're going to be talking in our series about business planning. We're going to be talking about some of these different strategies Today we talked about succession planning. I'm sure over the next couple of weeks we're going to get drilled down into some specific strategies that business owners need to be educated on so that they can help mitigate tax and mitigate risk of loss for all different types of reasons. One of the things we're going to do today is we're going to offer an electronic version of the book, Becoming Seriously Wealthy. We will make that available. It is designed primarily for business owners, and it goes through some of the different strategies that we feel are very important. So if you have an interest in that, you can go to wasagaz.com, the official website of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, and you can request that e-version. You can also send an email to us at info@wsagaz.com. And in the subject line, just put BSW book, and we will get an electronic version of that emailed to you. And with that, I would like to thank everybody for joining in today, becoming participants in our program. And if there's anything you need to say, Jeff, in signing off, anything I left out, like our phone number, which they can call to request that ebook also, which is 888-635-9724. And we will be announcing when Trent Erickson will be returning to talk about other strategies for business owners. With that, Jeff, anything else?
Trent Erickson, partner and co-founder of Legacy CPAs in Mesa, Arizona, thank you so much for your participation. Once again, so good to have you. We look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Vince, great job as always. Once again, the website, wsagaz.com, wsagaz.com. You can just click on business owners at the top of the navigation menu there, and you can sign up for that free ebook. And it's called Becoming Seriously Wealthy. Be sure to connect with us and follow us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook and LinkedIn. In addition to the Wealth Strategies Advisory Group website, Your Money Manual is part of the Star Worldwide Networks and is also available on iTunes. So make sure you tell your friends. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable. Here's hoping you'll join us again soon.